Phil, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
There was a report in the Globe and Mail last week, very shocking,
yes,
if it was to be believed.
I'm ready to be shocked.
Right, shocked. But the Globe and Mail was shocked that they discovered that there was a massacre of Iranians 30 years ago by the Iranian government. They just discovered it yesterday. So, so I was a little dubious about this report, so I thought you'd look into it.
Yeah, I did look into it. I'm very glad you called our attention to it, because it shows that there are no standards anymore of journalism at all. I mean, they just ran with it. You gave me the story. It says Iran massacre arrest brings hope for answers. Some guy has been charged in France. He was a prosecutor in Iran, and so they make this story. But the problem with, as I said, about standards, well, they don't actually go into, is there any sides to this other than the one? And fortunately, they ran a photograph with this. And the photograph is, in order to dramatize it, they have photographs of people who were allegedly massacred. I'm not saying they weren't. I'm saying that that's allegedly. And there's photographs. But the reporter in the Globe didn't notice that on every single photograph is a flag, and it's easily identified as the flag of the MKO. That would be this organization that joined Saddam Hussein in an attack and a war on the Islamic Republic. And when the peace agreement was being brought into place, they suddenly launched an attack in 1988 at the time of this alleged massacre. They launched an attack on the Islamic Republic, and many hundreds of people, maybe thousands, I guess, died. And they were using tanks. Now, and they said they were doing it. Now, according to the flags on the photographs, these would be members of an invading army, except some of them were the worst type of people in terms of your physical safety. If you're not in a uniform, you can be shot on sight in a war situation. If you are under carrying arms and you're running around as a civilian, you are just about next to nothing. But the Globe didn't mention this at all. They didn't mention that this group had invaded Iran. This is the time of this, what they call the massacre, coincides exactly with their assault, which would be war, which is a crime, killing of people in the country you're assaulting. It's the MKO.
Now, this is right after Iran and Iraq had stopped fighting, right?
The ceasefire was coming into being, but then Iraq said, oh, we're not responsible for them, and gave them air cover. So, and that's all I can say, because Mick says my time is up. So this is the Taylor Report, and we look forward. Vanessa Beely's coming to town, so next Tuesday in Hamilton. Thanks, Phil. Thanks, Mick. We'll see you next week.